Hubble probes the mysteries of space. But how do you probe the darkness of the human soul? Speaking of poetry, for novelist and regular day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak-Villatoro, books are part of the answer. And now that his young son David is starting to wonder about life's darker side, Marcos gave him a copy of William Golding's disturbing classic, Lord of the Flies.
It's a good read. The story of little boys from a British private school, shipwrecked on a jungle island. Slowly they slide into a primal state and end up killing each other. It's a good read, but not an uplifting one. As I was shaving, David sat on the edge of the bathtub, engrossed in Lord of the Flies, and he said, "Dad, why does everybody make fun of this kid, Piggy? He's the smartest one on the island." Piggy is a kid in the book who keeps his head on straight. When the other boys want to play savages, Piggy reminds them of the need to be rescued. He wears glasses. I suppose today they'd call him the geek. Of course, he's the one who gets killed, murdered by one of his schoolmates. I didn't answer David's question. I just said, "You like the story?" And he said, "It's scary." But he kept reading. When I worked in Guatemala in the 1980s, life was pretty scary. There was civil war and death squads, and in the jungle town of Poptung, where I lived, my neighbor, another American named Mike Devine, had just been murdered, his head cut off. And just then, a book arrived from a friend in the U.S., Victor Hugo's Les Misérables. I seized on this tale from 18th-century France as a possible escape from the bleak reality of 20th-century Guatemala. But there was no escape. I wept as I read, because the oppressive reality of Guatemala weighed too heavily on the pages of Hugo. My neighbor tortured before being horribly murdered, a terrified town struggling to make sense of it, to help the widow and to get the news to Amnesty International without being caught by the Guatemalan army, which we knew was in cahoots with the killers. But there was solace in Les Misérables. True, it was full of very bad, malicious characters, but there was nobility, too. The hero of the story, Jean Valjean, was a generous man willing to sacrifice everything to protect a little orphan girl, Cosette. Good and bad, angels and demons, just like life in that little Guatemalan town, just like the boys in Lord of the Flies. I'm sure that David, as he reads, thinks of some of the painful moments in his life, the bus ride to school where the one boy who has it in for him mocked his model of the Santa Barbara Mission Church, made of styrofoam and cardboard, the same model that had just won a prize at school. Why that kid on the bus chose to tear at the model's walls, I cannot explain to my son. Nor why all the other children laughed at David as he sat there, the disintegrating model on his lap, unable to do anything but say to the boy who kept picking at it, "Please don't do that." There are questions in life that I cannot answer for David, and maybe books can't answer those questions either. But perhaps they can stir his soul to question, so he can read into life and come up with answers of his own.
Novelist Marcos McPeak-Villatoro. His latest book is Minos, a Romelia Chacon Mystery.